Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Nathan East, hanging with the Teddy Bear on LOTL Radio, The Zone. Before we begin today's broadcast, I want to send out a very special thank you to Cy Smith. Thank you, my love, for joining us. And remember, family, be sure to purchase her new album, Sometimes a Rose Will Grow in Concrete. It is available everywhere. And also, starting on March the 26th, she will begin her international tour. Of course, so be sure to go to her website at cysmith.com. To get all the latest updates. But speaking of updates and something special, this very gifted singer, songwriter, and also actress, Michelle, Lord have mercy, her latest hit single, Worst Enemy. So, on behalf of the Teddy Bear and the Zone, it is my pleasure to welcome to LOTL Radio the super talented Michelle. My queen, how are you doing this afternoon?
Hi, I'm so happy to be here, able to talk to you. I'm doing well. How are you?
I am doing wonderful. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule and joining us. And congratulations on your new single.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
Now, I've had an opportunity to see the video, wonderful video. And I said, when I get her on, I have to ask her, who came up with the concept for the video? And the cinematography was great.
Yeah, well, that actually goes, all that credit goes to Talia Brion, a fashion prodigy. She's the actual director of the video. And we kind of gave her, wanted to see what her idea was for this. And I was really interested to see what she was going to come up with, because there's a lot of ways to interpret this song. And when she told us what she wanted to put together for this video, I was very pleased, and I was so excited about it. So all credit for the visual concept goes to her.
You know, every artist is different in this aspect. Some don't feel too comfortable in front of a camera. And looking at the video, you definitely love the camera, and the camera loves you. You seem quite at home, quite natural in front of a camera.
Yes, I definitely, I don't know, it's something you can't really explain, but I definitely feel very at ease when I'm in front of a camera.
Well, it definitely resonates. Now, for those out there who are not familiar with you as an artist, as a singer, or should I say, as a vocalist, can you give the listeners out there a little bit more in depth on who Michelle is as an artist?
Yeah, absolutely. So I would say, you know, as an artist, as growing up, as somebody who is a music lover, I was very blessed to be able to be exposed to a variety of genres of music. So, I mean, I've listened to everything from, you know, jazz music to hip hop music to rock and roll to songs from foreign languages, because I myself am Armenian, and on my dad's side and my mom's side is actually Jewish. So there's a lot of culture, and there's I actually speak Russian. Yeah, so there's a lot of culture, and people from different countries, they don't just listen to their music, they also listen to music from all over. So I was exposed to Spanish music, French music, you know, all kinds of different music growing up, and I think all of these everything that I've listened to, everything from even then when I started to listen to, you know, Eminem and Frank Sinatra, who's a huge influence on me, it's really shaped me into the artist that I am now.
I like that, because what it does, it leaves you so diverse and so open to so many different genres of music where they can't put you in a box, because you know how the industry is. The industry likes to put
right.
you in a box, and they want to label you. And for you having that kind of, I like to say, that jambalaya kind of different mixture of cultures and music, it makes you more advantageous to be able to spread your music to different genres. For you, I wanted to ask you, as a songwriter, where do you see yourself right now as a songwriter, and how far would you like to see yourself as far as spread your wings a little bit more, is as far as elevating your songwriting within the next, let's say 3 years?
Right. So for my song, Worst Enemy, I wrote that song, and I think I've come a long way as a songwriter. When I first started writing music, you know, I was at a young age. I think the first song I ever wrote, I was 11. And,
okay.
You know, so coming from there to now, there was actually a point where I was, you know, maybe 17, 18 years old, and I felt like I'm not that great of a songwriter. And I started second guessing myself and sort of doubting myself, but I don't think that's something that you should do. What you should do is actually just realize you just got to keep writing, and you keep writing and you keep writing, and you grow and you get better. And now I feel like I'm at a place where it's so much different than even how I used to write, because I literally just have books of lyrics and books of poetry and books of melody ideas and everything in books, and all this writing that I've done has definitely gotten me to where I am now. And for the future, I definitely want to be able to write, you know, like I said, not put me in a box. I definitely want to be able to write a lot of different types of music. And it flows. It just flows that way for me.
Without question. You know, I don't like to use the term old school. I detest it. I would like to use the term as far as classic. But what I mean is that I'm a stickler for lyrics. I've always been captivated by exceptional songwriters. And what I have found today, and I have seen today in the music industry, is that as far as a lot of the songwriting aspects of music have been watered down, they've been dumbed down.
Yeah.
Let's put a beat and they'll buy anything. And it's nothing wrong, but I think in anything in life, there has to be a balance. And one of the things that I love about your video, and I love about the lyrics, I said, wait a minute, she has so much more to give. Her vocal range, to me, you haven't even scratched the surface of your vocal capabilities. So I can't even imagine what it's going to be like within the next 5 years. But I wanted to ask you, and I know a lot of the listeners and a lot of fans who really thoroughly enjoy you as an artist, what particular artist really touched you emotionally, lyrically, video-wise, someone that just really left an imprint on you and said, you know what? I want to do this. This is something that I want to do.
Right. Well, I appreciate that. I think that I've had a few. I don't want to just say it was, you know, one artist, but I think there is certain people that have influenced me lyrically, and there's certain people that have influenced me kind of in my tonality and melodically how I like to write. And definitely lyrically, I will give a lot of credit to, and I've said him before, Eminem, because I feel like when I was listening to him, he was one of those artists that I would say truly went in with lyrics, and kind of it was more than just scratch the surface. You know, when he was first came out and when he was first doing his first couple of albums and listening to that, it inspired me to want to write in more in depth, not just kind of how you were saying, well, there's nothing wrong with it. You know, it's nice to have some fun songs and, you know,
right.
It does get, you know, dumbed down, if you will. But I really like to go beneath the surface, because I feel like I want, like, the purpose of my music and everything that I'm doing is really just, I want to be able to help people kind of just, you know, get through whatever they're going through, whether it's a good situation, a bad situation, whatever they're in. You know, I want them to feel they're not alone, and I want to kind of delve deeper. And I feel like, you know, other artists that have inspired me, definitely Frank Sinatra. I've loved him when I was growing up, and I still do. And just that voice and everything that he put, the energy that he put into his music, and listening to that kind of music, truly, really, you know, made me be like, this is something I really want to do. You know, it's something I couldn't get out of my mind. And it's something that I started off even knowing that I had a voice by doing a school play and getting cast in the play, you know, as the lead role. And I was like, oh, wait, you know, maybe I can really do this in real life, you know. And then that was it. Just kind of took off from there. Something that you fall in love with, and it's something that you just can't get off your mind.
Like the man once said, that's life. That's what people say. You're riding high in April and shot down in May. It's a beautiful thing. And speaking of beautiful thing, for those who are joining late, shame on you. The teddy bear does forgive you. We're being joined by the super talented Michelle. Now, you mentioned Eminem. One of the things that I've always taken away from Eminem that makes him so unique is that he's not afraid and very unapologetic about sharing all of his good and his bad, letting people inside of his flaws. And I think what makes artists separate great artists from mediocre artists is that they have the ability and they're unapologetic. They have no fear of showing that kind of vulnerability to the listeners. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to find out from you, are you at that point now where you feel comfortable by sharing yourself with the public? Because, you know, the social media today is a completely different beast. It's a whole different entity now. They want to know every aspect of your life. Are you comfortable with that part in sharing so much of your personal life with the listening buyers?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think there has to be a sense of vulnerability. And that doesn't mean you have to, you know, expose everything out there on social media. But it does mean to me that in my music, like everything I write about, everything I sing about, I've either been through or I've seen within my own eyes. Because if I don't know what I'm talking about, I don't want to write about it. You know, it doesn't feel true to me. So I feel like definitely, you know, when I write these songs, I want to be as vulnerable as possible. But at the same time, I want to make it relatable so that people, you know, can kind of create in their own head, have it mean something to them. You know, it can mean something different to them if it has to, but as long as they get something out of it, that's what's important for me. And at the same time, you know, I'm also kind of private on social media in the sense that, you know, you don't necessarily know everything that's going on in my life, but if you listen to my lyrics, that's where you'll get what's going on in my life or what I've been through in my life.
This business can take such a large part of who you are. And a lot of times, if you don't have the correct people around you, it can be a huge deterrent, very disheartening. For you, can you let the listeners out there know how important has it been for you to make sure that you've had the right kind of people around you to make sure that they care about Michelle the person and not Michelle just the artist?
Oh my God. Yeah. I mean, that's key. And I think, you know, when you're even younger, you know, I was doing everything on my own. Like I was, you know, managing myself. The only thing I wasn't doing was producing, you know, and even that, it never felt like, it felt like the people that I worked with, we made great songs, but it never felt so easy and as it does now for me. The team is a very, very important, very, very important thing as an artist. And you're right, it's more than just having them care about, you know, the business aspect. They care about you. You know, they want to make sure your well-being is there. You know, they want to know that they care about what's going on with you. And that's how I feel with the people. I feel really blessed that I've been put in this situation now to be surrounded by the right people that really believe in me and that really want to do this thing with me. And one thing I will say is the producer who I've done most of the project that we've been working on, Kwame, and I have never felt more at ease with working with a producer than I have with him. It's just like, it's bread and butter, you know. He gives me the song and I'm just like, automatically I already know I can write to this. It's not a challenge. And I think that's something important too, the relationship business-wise that you have with your production and with your management is key, you know. It's like family. It should feel like family.
You mentioned Kwame, Mr. Polka Dots, as I affectionately like to call him.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't understand, though, from the outside looking in, how important, or should I say, how imperative it is that you have a producer that can connect with the artist and also bring something different and unusually different greatness out of that artist. Talk to me and the listeners out there. What has the working relationship been like working with Kwame, and what is something that you've seen that he's brought something out of you that you didn't realize that you had?
When I first met Kwame, you know, the way that it kind of everything went down was he had a few songs for me. He said, listen to them, you know, which one do you want to start off with? Do you think you can write to it? And honestly, at first I was a little nervous, not because, can I write this song or not? Yeah, I knew I could write to it, but it was like, you know, how simple is this going to be for me? How right is this going to feel for me? And it's like I said, like when we first wrote the first song, as soon as I went in there, he played the song. I wrote the song. I think the first song that we wrote, took me about 20 minutes to write. And then I sang it for him, and he instantly loved it, and it just kind of clicked. And then we did the next song, and the same thing, and the next song, and it was the same thing. And it felt right. And having somebody like that, like a seasoned veteran like that on your side and working, you know, going into the actual booth and having him sort of tell you, you know, try and redo that this way or try and do it like this. It's very important, and it definitely brought out – I think the best in me. Like, that's what I truly believe, that working with him as one of my key producer and the label Make Noise, it really brought out the best in me as a writer and the best music that I have done thus far in my life.
So, without question.
Yeah.
It shows. It definitely shows. Now, music and fashion have always gone hand in hand. And how far, because at the end of the day, this is a business, and Michelle is a brand. Yes, she is. So how far reaching would you like to see your brand expand? Movies, big screen, small screen, possibly doing some modeling. How far do you want your brand to reach?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I definitely want to get into movies. I love acting. You know, I definitely can see myself opening a lipstick line, because I'm always wearing I always wear red lips. It's kind of like my thing.
Okay.
And I can absolutely see at some point opening a lipstick line with different shades of red or whatever. And same thing with the acting. I absolutely love acting, so I definitely want to get into that at some point as well.
Well, you know what? The world is definitely your hors d'oeuvre. And without further ado, let's get into it. The latest single. And also, for those who have yet to see the video, Lord have mercy, be sure to go to YouTube and look at the video. She looks exceptional. Lord have mercy. The latest hit single from Michelle, Worst Enemy, here in the zone of LOTO Radio. Enemy, available on iTunes, Spotify, Tidal, Google Play, and for those who like to live just a little bit more adventurous, you can always head over to Amazon.com. And to get all the latest updates, make sure you stop by and support Michelle on her Instagram page. That's at Instagram.com/ Michelle Arion, A-R-Y-A-N. My love, I'm going to tell you something. I've listened to that song, I say on maybe seven separate occasions. And the spirit of Amy Winehouse speaks through you. It's frightening. It is really frightening. You sound so much like I'm listening to, I'm like, my God, she sounds like Amy Winehouse. I mean, I had to kind of, you know, step back because I'm a huge Amy Winehouse fan, very huge Amy Winehouse. And I'm listening, I'm saying, my God, she sounds like her. My goodness. I cannot wait to see. Matter of fact, I have to ask. Now, you teased us with a slice of cheesecake. I have to say that. Now, when can we expect either an EP or a full album from you?
Well, we are currently working on that right now. So we're almost at the point where we're going to be, you know, releasing an album. I'm going to say before the end of 2018, definitely. It's just a matter of how soon we'll be able to release it. But there's a lot of music that I'm really super excited to share as well. Like, there's so many things I want to talk about on that I can't yet, you know, with the music aspect of the songs that we've been doing. I'm super excited. Each song, like I said, is a very personal connection to me. But what I want people to get out of it, out of all my music, is always whatever they can get out of it to make themselves feel good and feel like, you know, again, they're not alone in whatever situation they're in.
Well, all I ask, when the EP is ready or whatever song is ready, let us know. I don't care if it's like grandma's cookies and it's somewhat soft, not completely ready yet. Send it over to us, and we will debut it here first. When can we expect some upcoming tour dates? We would love for you to come to Houston, Texas. As a matter of fact, we would love to have you perform here in the studio.
Oh, wow. Yeah, absolutely. We are actually right now, I will have a better idea within the month of sort of show dates and where I'll be performing. And as soon as we find all of that out, I will definitely contact you and let you know. And we could even set something up where I can come into the studio and perform there as well.
Oh, we would love it. And just for all the listeners out there, the Teddy Bear has something very, very special for you. You say, what's that? I got another single from Michelle. Yes, I do. And I'm going to debut it here right now. It's called This Feeling. Lord have mercy. Here in the zone of LOTO Radio.
Make me high, feel like I'm going up to touch the sky. When I get all your love, I'm shining bright. It's like I am a star, there's reason why I can't deny. And in your eyes, the fire's burning brightly in disguise. Sometimes you try to hide it, never lie. Do all the things you can for me, oh my, I'll make you mine. Go on and on.
Double dose of Michelle here in the zone of LOTL Radio. Remember, family, the latest single, latest hit single, of course, Worst Enemy, is available as we speak. My queen, I want to thank you so much for blessing the zone today. This is your home. Whatever you need from the Teddy Bear and the LOTL Radio family, don't hesitate to let us know. Much love to you. Much continued success.
Thank you so much for having me on the show. You really are a teddy bear. You make me feel you make me feel really welcome. So I really appreciate that.
I'm the modern day Winnie the Pooh, my love. It's all love. Yes, love.
Well, thank you very much.
You stay sweet, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, all right. The very talented Michelle here in the zone of LOTL Radio. Remember, family, be sure to stop by her Instagram page. Show support. Show some love. We want our music shaken, but never stirred. Lord help me. That's it, Michelle Arion, of course, capital A-R-Y-A-N underscore. That's on Instagram. The new single, Worst Enemy, available on iTunes, Spotify, Tidal, Google Play. Yes, and for those who like to live a little bit adventurous like the teddy bear often does, Lord help me, you can purchase it on Amazon.com. You know, we got to take a little quick two and two. Must pay the bills. Yes, we do, but it's all good. Mr. Rated Extraordinaire, my one and only Chocolate Teddy Bear, will be back in a quick two and two. Let's get into it with Miguel Miggs, Coming to My Life, featuring Tim Fuller here in the zone. Hey, family, for those who missed out on the live interview, you can always re-listen to the entire broadcast at Google Play Music / LOTL, The Zone. Also, on TuneIn at LOTL, The Zone. And last but certainly not least, we're also on iTunes with the same handle. And remember to get all the latest updates, let your fingers do the walking, stop by the official website at www.lotlthezone.com. Lord have mercy.
This is Al Chaucer, the son of soul, and you listening to the smooth, sultry sound of the teddy bear on LOTL, The Comfort Zone.
Make you a pretty trust,
like you a pretty trust.
Thank you to Michelle. Thank you so much for joining us today. And remember, family, to be sure to purchase her latest hit single, Worst Enemy, available on iTunes, Spotify, Tidal, Google Play, and also at Amazon. And to get all the latest updates, make sure you stop by. Support. Oh, yes, Lord, support. Stop by her Instagram page. It's at Instagram.com/MichelleArion. A-R-Y-A-N underscore. It's a beautiful thing. And speaking of a beautiful thing, won't you join the teddy bear? We'll be back on live this coming Wednesday. Broadcasting, my goodness. Actually, this is going to be different, but I love different. I love a challenge. Very talented artist by the name of Bichotte. Yes. With her new hit single, Dream About Me. And she will be calling in from Stockholm, Sweden. Yes, Lord. At 7 p.m. her time, it'll be 12 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific. Bichotte. Yes, Lord. New single, Dream About Me. This coming Wednesday. Got a lot to get into, a lot to talk about, but to get all the way. Oh, and I was just informed. Right now, we are currently doing some updates on the official website at lotelthezone.com. But for the time being, if you need any more updates, hey, I got you. I got what you need. Stop by on Twitter. We're on Twitter. Yes, we are. That's at twitter.com/LOTL radio. Also, yeah, we're on Facebook, too. It's at facebook.com/LOTL radio, the zone. And last but certainly not least, Lord have mercy, we're on Instagram. Yeah, we're there, too. It's at instagram.com/LOTL radio, the zone. And for those who missed out on the interview, shame on you, but it's okay. Teddy Bear loves you. You can always catch the rebroadcast on Google Play Music and also on TuneIn. Yeah, just stop by Google Play Music on your telephone or on your computer. Even when we get on your phone, that's what they're there for. Go to Google Play Music Store, type in these delicate words, LOTL, the zone. Same thing for TuneIn. We got you. I seen the need. I'm here to fulfill all those needs. Lord have mercy. Many special thank you to all the many listeners and supporters out there, because without you, there's definitely no Teddy Bear and there's definitely no zone. It's definitely been a beautiful experience. Aaron McGinn family, if there's a particular artist, as long as it's substance, my goodness, we must have substance. Shoot us an email. That's at LOTL radio, the number 2, at hotmail.com. So it is written, so it shall be done. Yeah, so until Wednesday, I want you to take care of yourself, love one another, always keep reaching for the stars, and remember, as in always, on behalf of the chocolate one, often imitated but never quite duplicated, keep your heads to the sky, but always keep it soulful, here in the zone of LOTL Radio.
What's up? This is Thomas McCleary, the founder of the Commodores. I'm hanging with the Teddy Bear here in the comfort zone.
To know the taste of honey in my life. in my life. Well, I